Greetings, this is Justin back again on Sunday night. From deep in the heart of Texas comes another boo. I just had to get this one out there and share my thoughts about what I mentioned toward the end of the last one about Evernote. I just can't get enough of Evernote. It is an awesome application. And for those who are not familiar with it, let me tell you a little bit more about it. Evernote is, as you can probably tell from its name, it's a note-taking application. What makes it so cool is that you can take your notes and write them in a number of different places, and they will all sync between various devices you have the Evernote application installed on. So it's at its core, it's a service that stores these notes and then allows you to sync them between various devices. They have desktop applications for pretty much all of the major desktop systems, Mac and Windows, and I think there's somebody out there who's written a Linux application or a Linux front end for things as well, so you have that option also. There's a web interface if you want to do things on the road with a web, you know, website or web browser, and then there are mobile applications for a number of different mobile devices, iPhone, Android, I think BlackBerry might have one. I forget how many of them have Evernote apps written for them, but there are several. And it's all amazingly seamless, and it's all free. There are things you can do with a paid side of the system where you can pay either monthly or annually and have a greater amount of notes that you can upload in a given month. There's like a monthly quota kind of thing, and your quota raises if you pay a service fee. But the quota for the free system is pretty generous by my standards anyway. I think I've only come close to maybe 3/4 of my potential upload quota on the most intense month of posting things to the system. So it's a really cool system. You can, it's not just typing, you know, plain text notes either. It's full rich text. They have a rich text editor available in the desktop applications and the web system as well. Some of the mobile applications, I think, have the more rich text style formatting you can do through those. The iPhone app doesn't have rich text formatting in it just yet, but I think they're working on that. That's one of the things that's a big request from a lot of people. It's got, like I said, the basic kind of rich text things. You can also do, you know, checkboxes and things. So you can make your own to-do list inside of a note if you wish to do so. Some people have even gone so far as to design a series of notebooks. That's kind of how the whole thing with Evernote works, is you write notes, put them in notebooks. You can create stacks of notebooks and organize things that way. And there are some people that have taken the GTD system and applied it to organizing things in Evernote with the notebooks and the stacks. You can also tag the notes and very quickly and easily search through tags. It will automatically index text that it finds in images as well. So if you do a photo of a business card, you upload it, and within a short period of time, depending on whether or not you're using the free account or a paid account, with a paid account you get your images indexed more quickly. But either way, after I would say a relatively short time, you can then search for a piece of text and it will find it and highlight it in the image, which is just beautiful. You can attach things to notes, all kinds of stuff. It's just a really gorgeous system. And I use it for pretty much everything I can possibly think of, for storing documents that I want to keep for a long time without having to keep a paper copy around. I also used it on my voiceover business for a number of things. I used it for recording auditions for various projects. And I also used it to record an entire audiobook, not in the application itself, but what I did was I used my desktop application on the Mac to format the text that I was reading for a given session. Then I would sync that to the service, pull out my iPhone, sync it up there, have the text available on my phone, put the phone into airplane mode, go into the booth, and record. And I'm recording, you know, paperlessly, recording, reading off of the iPhone. And I did an entire book that way, and it was just beautiful. If I had the iPad, that would be an even more beautiful thing to read more easily, larger text and so forth, but it worked great on the phone. I cannot recommend Evernote highly enough. It is amazing, it's beautiful, and again, the best parts of it are free. So give it a shot, I think you'll love it. Evernote.com is the website, and that's it for now. Take care.